Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, also what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, expertise of Christopher Phillips is who we're tapping into. We've got him on the line right now. Welcome back, Christopher. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars and Jupiter in our island sky. Mars will be visible from 1 a.m. till sunrise, and Jupiter will rise just after midnight and also be visible till sunrise. This week, there will also be a full moon coinciding with a total lunar eclipse. This will be visible from Hawaii on the morning of Wednesday, the 31st of January. The eclipse will begin at 1:48 a.m.
What can we expect to see this time?
Well, the moon will darken and begin to turn a deep red or orange color. This is often called a blood moon. It was often seen as an omen by many older cultures.
And in terms of how long this will last for folks who are staying up late to watch it.
Yeah, indeed. You will have to be up early for this, or late, depending on your perspective. The total phase of the eclipse will begin at 2:51 a.m. and reach its maximum at 3:29 a.m. Hawaii time. If you're adventurous enough to stay up that early, you can enjoy the blood moon till 4:07 a.m., when the total eclipse will end and the moon will begin to return to its normal color, right about 5 a.m.
And I think I read somewhere NASA's calling this a super blood moon. How can you translate that into something the rest of us can understand?
Well, it sounds very dramatic, and we need to break it down to get its true meaning. Firstly, a supermoon is when we view the full moon at a point in its orbit where it's a little closer to the Earth, at a distance of around 223,000 miles. And of course, the blood moon refers to the eclipse we see.
This kind of sounds like when people had those rumors about Mars appearing as big as the full moon.
Yeah, that old chestnut. It pops up every year, and I'm surprised people continue to fall for it. Mars is in a very happy, stable orbit and would never get as big as the full moon.
Let's hope not, huh? Because we'd be in for one terrible night if that's the case.
We sure would.
And then when's the next total lunar eclipse after this?
The next one is in January of next year, followed by a transit of Mercury in November of that year, too, which is sure to be a fantastic sight.
Well, we know you'll have advance warning as we get closer to that. And thank you so much for the update on what we can look for this week. Christopher Phillips, appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week for Stargazer.